Now to neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Vitamin A deficiency could be a problem this spring for our beef cattle herds. Back on that in just a moment.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, future contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
Thanks for calling Big Tobacco.
Hi, I received this bill saying I owe $548 for smoking-related expenses.
That's correct, ma'am. Smokers miss more work, which costs Oklahomans $1.73 billion in lost productivity per year. Also, smokers get sick, costing another $1.16 billion in medical expenses. In taxes alone, that comes out to about $548 per Oklahoma household.
But I don't smoke.
Whether you smoke or not, every Oklahoman pays the bill.
I'm not paying this bill.
Actually, you already did. Thank you for your call.
Hello?
We all pay the price. Learn more at stopswithme.com.
One of the after effects of the extremely dry weather this last year could mean problems with our spring calving season for our beef cattle herds. Extension veterinary specialist Dr. Larry Hollis from Upper Kansas State University says that a lot of our spring calving cows and heifers may be short on vitamin A. Dr. Hollis, why are you concerned about this?
In a season like we've been through, vitamin A will be short in a lot of cows. When they're eating green forage, they're getting plenty. They store it in the liver for about 4 to maximum 5 months, but then they run out. We've had a lot of cows have been on hay for a long time. They've been eating winter forage back in the summer when they should have been eating green, but we didn't have the rainfall to make that happen. So they have run out of vitamin A. And if we have not been supplementing these things through the feed, or in some cases with vitamin A injections, but I prefer it through the feed, we may be in critical stage right now of shortage of vitamin A.
And so, Dr. Hollis, so what does a vitamin A shortage mean in terms of cow and calf health?
Vitamin A is essential for skeletal development of the calf, but it's also essential for a lot of things with the female, and especially with the udder. The cells that line the udder that are going to produce colostrum and then produce milk will not develop right if we don't have adequate vitamin A present there. And so she may have a hard time making colostrum or making milk just because she's short on vitamin A. Another thing that could happen after she calves is when they're short on vitamin A, many times they'll have problems with retained placentas. Then this vitamin A deficiency follows us further into the calf. If the calf didn't get adequate vitamin A, not only may it be underdeveloped, vitamin A is essential for the health of the lining of the intestinal tract and the lungs. And so a calf that's born short on vitamin A is far more prone to have problems with diarrhea diseases or pneumonia after birth than one that has adequate vitamin A.
So as we approach spring calving season, if a producer has not been providing supplemental vitamin A to the herd up to now, it is important to try to catch up. He says that you could do it in a couple of different ways.
Well, it's hard to catch up feeding it right now. I would say give an injection of vitamin A, but start feeding vitamin A as well. And I think they can catch things up faster if they're behind by using the injectable form.
Veterinarian Dr. Larry Hollis talking about one of the consequences of the drought of 2011, lack of vitamin A in the system of those mama cows as they get ready to calve. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Agriculture's big business in Oklahoma, and nobody covers it better than Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Ron is the source for agricultural news, news that means the difference sometimes between profits and losses on the farm. That's why the National Cattlemen's Beef Association awarded Ron the Excellence in Agriculture Journalism Award. When you need up-to-the-minute information about Oklahoma agriculture, listen to farm broadcasters Ron Hayes and Ed Richards on this station, a proud member of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.
We remind you, previous Beef Buzz shows up on our website, www.oklahomafarmreport.com. Click on the Beef Buzz button. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.